Hello, welcome to episode 269 of Sprinkle City Geek Combat.
I'm Emmer.
I'm Terry.
And this is our Week in Geek.
He is
this
not week, on a recorded line.
This week we learn that Hammer, that you should never trust anybody that is not named Matt. We learn that Chris Hardwick is a dick. We talk a little bit about E3.
Wait, what's Matt?
Me.
Oh.
We talk a little bit about E3, and we bring you our spoiler-free and spoiler-filled review of The Incredibles. Spoilers, we were off last week. We had 2 weeks to watch a movie on Netflix streaming, and one of us did not watch the movie.
Yeah.
So, next week, we will bring you our review of Skyline
2.
Beyond Skyline. There we go. I was like, no, it's not 2. Beyond Skyline. It is on Netflix. So if you want to not be like Hammer, you can actually watch it.
And be beyond patience.
But before we get to anything else, we are going to go ahead and get to our spoiler-free review of Incredibles 2. As always, we don't go over anything that's not in the trailers.
Surprisingly, I don't think they put too much in the trailers. Just a few key moments.
In the trailers, we covered that the Incredibles are back. There's mom has a new job.
Yep.
She seems to be the focus for it this time.
Yep. And there's an enemy called Screenslaver.
Yep.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
That's all the trailers show.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. It gives enough away of the plot, but not enough.
Yeah.
To where, I mean, granted, it says Pixar and it's Incredibles, so like you're going to see it.
Yeah.
So they know they don't really need to show anything.
And it does look like they, at least in the one trailer that they officially... They try and play a little bit of a homage to the ending of the first one where you see them take on the Underminer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's kind of fun because we've seen the movie.
Yes.
He has not. So
yes.
We kick him out for the...
But we are in our spoiler...
Free review. So that works totally fine.
Yeah, there's no problem there. It's hard to get because the best parts of this movie are not in the trailer, which is a good thing.
Yep.
I really like it when that happens.
It'll be a good surprise.
They don't give away a lot. I really like this movie. This is Fantastic Four for grown-ups and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Jack-Jack steals the movie.
I would agree.
Even from the trailer.
There are a lot of really funny scenes. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, even from the trailers, it looks like Jack-Jack, you know, takes a lot of it.
Yeah, but the trailers... Luckily, the trailers don't give away the best parts of the movie, which...
In fact, I'd say if you've seen the early trailers, try not to watch anymore. I don't think they'll do it, but I hope they will.
I've been trying to stay away from anything.
I saw a toy.
Oh.
Which had... The two characters together. Mm-hmm. And I was like... Well, that makes sense. But yeah, they haven't given away a lot in the trailers, which is really good. But I would see it as soon as possible because they will start showing trailers like...
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. In case you didn't know about this movie, we're going to tell you about everything in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, then all the toys that are popping up.
Yeah.
And then you just... Yeah, I plan on seeing it on Sunday.
There you go. It's perfect.
It's good, which is... Probably
really
the biggest surprise of it. I'm like, I was going expecting nothing because it's been so long, but they can still do interesting things. Pixar still has a fun voice. They still get to breathe life into characters in a life that is already, or in a world that is filled with superheroes everywhere. And they still do something fun with it. And I'm really happy.
I'm extremely happy, and I had a good time with this.
Yes.
And I mean, go see it.
Yep, 100%.
This is a definite go see it. And,
Get Pixar.
Yeah.
Steal my money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see Pixar appear.
Oh,
Fuck
you. You will.
No, because that's California Adventure.
Oh, you're not going to California Adventure at
all?
No,
we're going to Disneyland.
Oh.
I still
know. Now, we might
go
to California Adventure because we're going to be there that weekend.
Yeah, screw you. Now, house first. Stop giving me that look.
All right, so we both say go see it. Terry says go see it, even though he hasn't seen it.
He's going to go see it.
We will come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review. We obviously didn't see Beyond Skyline.
No. Correct that.
Sorry. One of us saw Beyond Skyline.
There you go.
We have already missed three of our summer movies. which is fucking bullshit.
Hotel Artemis.
Hotel Artemis. Tag.
And Tag just came out this weekend.
Though. Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8. Shit, dude.
Some of those are probably going to wait until August.
Yeah.
When August is dead and we can watch something.
I'm worried about Hotel Artemis, though.
I'm worried about Tag.
Really?
Dude.
Is it
coming out
reviews?
This weekend, though? I haven't seen any reviews or anything. So, like, out of those three, I want to see Tag the most because I feel like I don't think there's any surprise in Hotel Artemis. I'm sure there is. But, like, I kind of know what I'm going to get in that. I feel like I know what I'm going to get with Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
While I have a very good idea of what I'm going to get from Tag, it just seems like the most interesting movie.
Yeah.
And so I want to see that.
See, I'm more of the thing, like, I feel like Tag will be safe. One, I feel Ocean's 8 will be pretty good because it's kind of going at a different demographic. I feel like Tag is going to, like, corner the comedy market for a little while because it's going to be the only new comedy that's coming out for a couple weeks at least. I worry about Hotel Artemis because it's such a really weird concept.
Yeah.
Even though it has some big names into it, it's going essentially as a new concept. It's a weird concept, and it's something that's really targeted.
Good. I haven't heard anything bad. All I've heard is like, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the part. I want to see it first because I do want to see it when in theaters. I really do.
Yeah,
I feel
Hotel
like that's
Artemis,
once we kicked out.
Hotel Artemis was the one I was more wanting to see because it felt like it was part of the John Wick universe.
It really feels like it.
Yeah.
And it has a really awesome cast to it.
It does.
I've also kind of like, I haven't heard, is it really like good? I haven't really heard much and from anyone on it. I mean, that's, it kind of is scary. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Basically what I've heard is...
I do want to see Tag, though.
There are a lot of movies I
want to
see.
Please, why couldn't you guys come out in August?
I was thinking about this earlier today, and then I was like, oh, because they want to make as much money as possible.
With the summer.
The longer the summer is.
Because summer is also, that's when it started to cap off as well, isn't it? Because that's when kids start going back to school.
Well, then August kids start going back to school, and so they aren't there during the week.
They want to play that summer vacation, like, oh, go see movies and all that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to some of our nerd news. It's all E3 talk, essentially. While I did make reference to Chris Hardwick, we're not going to talk about that.
No, that's a... Yeah.
That's to...
Yeah.
So, before we get to full E3 news, we got... trailers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. I forgot. So, Bumblebee?
Dude.
Tuna. Can there be another movie that comes out at the same time called Tuna?
Here's my problem. Like, it starts off where Bumblebee is the old car.
Yep.
Which means this takes place before Sam Witwicky.
Yep.
Yet they make no fucking mention of giant robot things blowing shit up. John Cena's like, you can see me now. Like, they make no reference to this shit in the first Transformers. Why do you do this fucking shit? Why?
Maybe they're rebooting the universe.
And maybe there's a reason why there's been no mention of this stuff.
Well, and then you also, their whole thing about bringing in Starscream, those pictures on Mars was Starscream destroying that rover.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, if they make...
Why didn't they make a Bumblebee movie take place on Cybertron?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
And it's nothing but Decepticons and Autobots.
It couldn't because it'd be too fucking expensive.
It would be very expensive.
That's the only reason why.
At the very end, you have Bumblebee leaving to go to Earth or whatever. And I understand it would be expensive. Or have it take... I mean, I don't know.
I mean, there could have been another world that they... You know, like, Cybertron was destroyed. A lot of them probably scattered to other worlds.
There is a lot of CGI, and so that would get very expensive.
I mean... But yeah,
it's one of those that
they
like,
need
I
to explain how there's been no reference to all this shit blowing up in the first Transformers.
Well, then also,
I understand we're asking for plot in Transformers.
I was gonna say that
I
was
get
your
that,
point.
But like,
we're asking too
you
much.
You can't just like that's massive. You can't just gloss that over.
Well, then also,
well,
then
no,
how long
CG
has Bumblebee been on the planet before he met Sam? You know,
right?
The way it looks like. It looks like Bumblebee in the first one's like just arrived there, you know? Like, so what's going, like, how are they going to do this?
The sad part is it looks kind of cool. And then I saw you lean over looking at me, and you're like, why? And I'm sitting here going, make it rain.
Make it rain, bitch. Because
that's what people are going to do. They're like, oh, it's...
They're going to be drawn in by the visual effects and then just, like, well, realize,
it's,
oh...
I mean, I'll see it because it's Transformers. And, like,
but
those are movies that...
do well in theaters.
I mean, it is a theater movie. Even when it's shit, mm-hmm. you're like... Dude,
this is pretty.
This is pretty and sounds great, but the fuck
am I watching?
Yeah. I was surprised it was actually existed because I remember them talking about it, and then I see them like, oh, yeah. So you really did it.
Yeah.
Huh. You sons of bitches. Those bastards, they actually did it.
We also got the teaser trailer for Dumbo. I'm very impressed that the CGI on Johnny Depp to make him look like an elephant is incredible.
I fucking hate you so much.
Now, he's not in this trailer. In theory, he's not in this movie. He has a cameo somewhere at
because
least.
Of who
because
it is.
It's Tim Burton.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way that Johnny Depp is not somewhere in this movie.
Was it also Helen Carter?
Helena Bonham Carter?
I haven't seen her. I didn't see her in the trailer either.
But I mean, she's probably...
She'll be around too.
All I can say is that because it's Tim Burton, I know the damn pink elephant scene is going to be creepy as hell.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That part always scared me as a kid.
I mean,
kid.
It's always creepy as hell. Yeah, so, like...
There's a lot of weird stuff. Well...
There's a lot of drugs.
There's a lot of drugs. There's alcohol. There's racism. There's...
Well, true.
And then, like, I was like, what are they going to do? Like, someone, like, all of us were talking about it. We're like, are they going to do some parts of that movie? And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Again, it's one of those that, I don't know, I don't know how much I really want to see live action. I remember when I was a kid, I thought the idea of live action Disney movies would be freaking amazing. But now I'm an adult, and I'm like, you're dumb.
Yeah, it's just
I'll probably see
it. And the Beast made a shit ton of money.
I know, and I didn't like it.
No,
I know,
it's nowhere
but
near
I'm
as good as the
but again,
animated,
it's,
but
it's not going for our demographic,
right.
obviously. And I think that's...
How much
maybe
does the Jungle Book one do pretty
Jungle
good?
Jungle Book did really well.
It did really well, and it wasn't very good.
No.
I never actually saw it. And then
like, Maleficent has been the best live action, and that's only because Angelina Jolie is, like, perfect for Maleficent.
Yeah.
Cinderella was boring.
And then they're doing another Jungle Book movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing
Mowgli. Mowgli, yeah.
And whatever.
Oh. Tarzan.
Doesn't care.
Yeah, Dumbo. Yeah. Again, I'm gonna see it. I'm not
excited
for it.
Sure, we'll see
it,
but
yeah.
It's one of those where, like, it's for the podcast.
Yeah, it's not an excitement.
Why the fuck do we pay? all right, so those are some of the trailers that have come out, but we're going to talk a little bit about E3. The big news we got was Gears of War Pop. No, I'm just kidding.
It was a good fuck you for the audience. I heard the entire audience's buttholes go.
Dude, so if you didn't watch the Microsoft panel conference,
yeah.
conference, they put up the Gears of War
logo,
and the crowd cheers, and then you kind of get this blah, 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 like chainsaw in the background. This wall crumbles, and you get Phoenix.
As a pop Funko
as a pop guy, and you're like, okay, and then you get one of
the locust
as a pop, and somebody else's pop, and then you get Gears of War Pop,
and then you could hear it just go silent.
They expected applause, and there's nothing. It's dead silent, and you could almost feel like the riot starting of like, this is the fucking shit you're giving me?
If there was an anger meter, I think he was about to go red line.
It was hilarious, though.
Fucking amazing. I was watching that part going, oh my God, this is best. Yeah.
I had to give them a small clap.
Then you
on that
get
one.
Whoever from, who does Gears now?
It's the Coalition.
Is it Coalition?
Yeah,
so you Coalition. Get their guy,
coming up guy
and he's like, hey guys, blah, 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 let's talk about Gears a little bit. And everyone's like, yeah, okay, this is where the fuck I'm going. And he's like, look, we're making Gears Tactics, which
looks really pretty.
Dude, Gears of War as a tactic game? Oh, I want to play the fuck out of that.
It's like, I even actually liked Halo Wars. Like, I had a good time with this. This looks more akin to almost like XCOM kind of feel
yeah,
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was
but I'm like, I'm so fucking down it.
Dude,
I was definitely getting
all
XCOM
for tactic
feeling.
Games, so that's
yeah.
fine. And then they did say that they are working on Gears 5,
and
they showed a trailer for it.
Which, and it looks like Gears 5.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm finally playing Gears 4, and the only reason, and I was gonna play Gears 4, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna pop it in, and then it's like, I have 80 gigs to go do stuff, and I'm like, I'm gonna go play through the entire game of Tales from the Borderlands before you're done.
That's a massive download.
It is.
Master Chief is back.
Yeah,
that was the weakest showing
Halo
for me.
Halo Infinite.
Which, then, like, I was talking with someone else, that it seems like it might be a, like, sandbox. I think maybe, like, it may be sandbox, but you get to travel through the on the ring and go to different areas, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a linear.
It looks like it's on Halo.
Yeah.
On one of the rings, yeah.
I'm a little sad because before this, they announced, Microsoft announced a bunch of stuff, Sony announced a bunch of stuff just beforehand, just saying, hey, we're kind of clearing the air of stuff. And one of the things they announced was basically essentially a another firefight, another ODST thing. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited when I was reading about it. And it's only in, like, Dave and Buster's. And I'm like, fuck you. And I'm pissed because that sounds so much fun, saying,
right,
let's play as ODST members. Four teams on squads. It makes more sense why you have, instead of just one Master Chief or four Master Chief, which is crazy.
But, like, what was it? Star Wars or Republic Commando.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Was it Republic Commando?
Yeah, Republic Commando.
But, like,
the four-man squad, Republic Commando.
Dude. And they did that with Halo, but I was so excited about doing the ODST thing again. And then I get Infinite, which, I don't know. I mean, I watched the stuff and I was like, well, there's nothing really there. It's just scenic. You get to see Master Chief helmet.
I don't think anybody would... If it had ended before Chef showed up, I don't think anybody would have cared.
Nope.
But because it has Chef, everybody cares.
Yep.
And it's like, but you didn't. There's no difference in the trailers other than 10 seconds of a Warthog and Chief's helmet.
Yep.
And then just whatever firing off from the what looks like the Forerunner facilities, but that's it.
Like, again, it looks like it's stepping back into regular Halo. Well, like the first Halo, which I'm like okay with. Like, just
granted, I don't. I mean, my love for Halo doesn't exist, so.
It did look. I did kind of laugh. They had the rings there, and I kept saying, "Oh, is this a new Stargate game?"
Yeah, that would be.
No.
Microsoft announced that they have 6 studios. They bought 4.
They bought more. Like,
or they bought 5. They either bought 4 or 5 to work on first-party games.
Thank fucking God.
Finally. Huh. It's almost as if they want people to buy their systems.
It's something that Phil Spencer's like, because I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts and stuff, like, Phil's really, he's the Shuhei of Xbox.
Right.
Which I really like that they got someone like that, and he's like been saying, he's like, I'm hearing you guys. You want games. Believe me, we're working on it.
It takes time.
It does. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is like, believe me, we're working on it. It does take time, but he's like, we've heard you. We want to keep this going. And I like the idea of they're accruing more studios. They're getting people that work really well for them. Plus, God, I can't remember one of those studios that Playground Games, the guys who do Forza. I think it was something else. But, like, it's a game that they've been working on for them all the time. Now they actually own them, and I'm like, about fucking time.
Right. Well, Sony does the same thing, where they basically are first party to third party.
Yeah.
So, like, that makes sense.
I'm trying to remember what else they did for they showed a shit ton of, like, indie games for a little while, which
is
cool.
They showed, like, 50 games. Which was crazy.
Yeah.
I really liked their setup for their thing. Like, they didn't talk a lot. They showed a shit ton of games.
So, they had the best conference of E3.
Mm-hmm.
My problem was they had a bunch of screens and a bunch of systems set up.
Yeah. But never used
them. And they never used them. And I was like, are they going to use these? And they didn't. And I was like, what was the point?
I don't know if it was used for, like, tournament settings or something like that. That's what I thought of. But it would have been really cool to play more, like, say, hey, here's one of the games. You can play it right now and look at this and see what it looks like. I'm like, cool.
But I would have wanted something other than just to have these TVs sitting there. Like, there are a million other things you could have done other than just have these random TVs hanging out.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I feel you guys should have done something here.
Yeah.
Use them wisely.
Right, yeah. You have that space. You paid for that space. Use the space.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything that I'm missing from... I feel there's something I'm missing from
Xbox. I mean,
Xbox.
They did the stuff, like... Honestly, the biggest point is them, like, buying up the studios is actually a really big point. Because it's something we've all complained about.
And saying, hey, we're going to have games in, like, 4 years. Oh, they did say that they're working on their next system. Xbox,
which makes sense, because we kind of expected... Sony didn't say that, though, which is kind of...
They dropped some hints, but
yeah, I don't remember.
There's no reason to, really.
Let someone else do the development and then follow in suit. But yeah, I did like their conference, honestly.
Speaking of Sony.
Right there, buddy.
This conference was bad.
It was trying to be like an experience.
You can't do that when you have an at-home audience.
Yeah.
So it starts off, and they're in this, like tent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the fuck are they doing? And I look at Sarah, and I'm like, why are they in a fucking tent?
I actually tried to find... I found the video, because I didn't see the Sony conference at first. I had to go back and watch it later. And I kept on pulling up videos. I'm like, no, this can't be it.
But they're in a tent, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then... oh god, what's his fuck comes out?
Some banjo dude.
No.
Oh, the head, one of the
head guy, and I can't think of his name.
Oh, I can't either.
Fuck, I'll be able to think of his name like as soon as the podcast ends, I know I'll think of his name. But basically he comes out and he's like, "Hey guys, what's a happening? So we brought you to this church." And I'm like, "What the fuck? This isn't a church." And he talks for a few minutes about Sony stuff, and then he's like, okay, so we're going to bring out, and he announces the name of the dude who did the music for Last of Us. And so they're going to open with Last of Us 2. Like, there's no way they don't. Guy comes out, plays a little bit of music, and then it goes right to the trailer for Last of Us 2. And the trailer takes place in the church they built, and I was like, that's fucking creative as hell. That was really good. They show the trailer.
It was dying.
I know. Is it charged?
Yep.
Okay. They show the trailer. You get Ellie. Like, for anybody that didn't play the DLC, they showed Ellie being a lesbian.
Oh, no!
Right? Ooh. The internet went fucking crazy over Ellie suddenly being lesbian and SJWs, and I'm like, play the fucking game.
Yeah.
She's lesbian before. It didn't make a... They didn't really bring it up.
Because it
has nothing to do with Last of Us. The story was between Joel and Ellie.
Joel?
Right? Last of Us 2 is Ellie's fucking story. Like, oh my god, I was so pissed at people getting angry over it. And I'm like, you can go for anything you want. Do not touch my Last of Us.
And I'm like, play the game.
Oh, shit.
So,
by the way, that game... Oh, I can't wait for Last of Us
2. Dude, it's amazing what they can make ones and zeros do.
Shit. It looks so fucking good. By the way, I thought the whole experience thing was kind of weird, but going from that whole thing into the game where it looked... I was like, this looks like... I see...
Right.
Oh, no, shit.
It was... So, going into that trailer, you see the trailer of I think it's like a 14-minute trailer of...
Yeah.
Like, some trailer mixed with gameplay. And, like, it... At least the way they built this was very God of War, where there's no cutscene. You can kind of tell where it's loading, but it's one solid, fluid camera movement. I'm like, fuck, if they bring this into more stuff, bravo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They show the trailer, Ellie kills things, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, Last of Us 2. Perfect. And then they're like, okay, now everybody that's here in this building, stand up and go to another building. And in the 15 minutes into their conference, they have a 15-minute intermission. The fuck are you doing? That doesn't play on TV at all. Being there? Sure.
Yeah. I mean...
Watching it on TV, you're like, the...
Money. Fuck.
And then you essentially had your commentator saying, like, here's the intermission, let's go... But they did talk about games during it, but it was just a weird...
Yes, but...
It was cool.
It was not meant to be for the conference. Like, if you... For experience there, yes. But for... If you're doing it with people watching at home, it just didn't work.
It didn't
work.
Feel right. And I know that they were like, hey guys, you get Black Ops for free. Like, they tried to announce some game stuff, but it just...
The cadence was a little off.
It didn't work too well. Now, if they were like, okay, have this going on a separate time while, like, in an actual conference hall where everyone who's watching at home gets this information...
Kind of. Like, just something. It didn't work. So they moved to another room. You get Ghost of Shimura.
Tsushima.
Tsushima. Something like that. Which is the dudes who did... Sucker Punch.
Who did Infamous, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want it.
It's...
Oh.
It looks really pretty.
As long as it plays well, obviously, right?
I mean...
Yeah, but there's not parkour as much in this.
Yeah.
It's more of combat stuff. I totally want this. We didn't get a release date on it, sadly.
Yeah.
So it'll be next year at some point. But it looks pretty as hell, and it's samurai.
Yeah, I mean, and when he started climbing up and going from the buildings and stuff, it really made me feel like this is sort of Assassin's Creed there, a little bit with how it was flowy from the jumping to using the hook.
Right.
And the stealth kill dropping from the building and everything, which, oh my god, some of those, like, instant, like, kills were so freaking...
Like, it looks like it's going to be fun. And this one, again, didn't really have any loads.
No.
So, I don't know if...
I think it does the same. Hopefully, maybe that technology got shared.
That's what I'm... Because this is... It's a first-party stuff. Yeah. So, that's what I'm hoping is they're like, here's what we need to do.
Yeah,
these no load screens. We're finally at the point of no load screens, which would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. At the beginning, when you just see him walking up with his horse, and then you're like... You don't even... Sometimes don't even realize it actually transitioned into gameplay, actually. You're like, wait... When he started, we actually went into gameplay.
Yeah, no, it's incredible.
I showed it to him just a little while ago. I've been wanting a samurai game in a while, so I got to, seeing it. I was like, oh, shit. And I showed Jackie when she came home. I was like, no, I need you to watch this. And her first thought, obviously, is going, horsey. Yeah. And I'm like, yes.
Pretty.
But damn, dude.
Yeah, I had to switch out, do some stuff while I was watching on that part. So, but that's why I was like, you showed me, okay.
Sony didn't show a lot of games. If they did, I don't remember them.
They showed a lot of big games.
Three games.
It was that, Last of Us, okay. Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima. They showed Death Stranding.
So
Norman Reedus is an Amazon delivery.
That's what I was wondering. Is like, it just looks like the one time, do you see where he looks like he's carrying a person on his back?
He is carrying a person on his back.
Like, what the fuck is going on in this game?
I have no, but... The baby makes sense because it seems like you can time travel or be reborn instantly. But still,
what the fuck is going on in that trailer?
I was so confused with that. I was like,
Kojima.
I mean, this
has
is what
to
you...
have all the drugs in the world.
I want some of that shit,
dude. I don't know what he is on,
but Sony is throwing money at him, and he's like. All right.
Make
you
it want
me? He's like, oh my god. He's like, you want full me, you get the full Kojima.
Yeah, it's...
And I bet you Konami's like, good luck.
May your odds be in your favor.
Honestly, I feel like it's going to sell no matter what.
It'll sell, because people are interested in it. You've got... then we got Resident Evil Remake 2.
Which really looks pretty. I mean, it's about fucking time. They've been talking about it for 2-3 fucking years.
Why don't you just reboot Resident Evil?
They are.
Ish.
I don't know.
If they do that, that means we'll get a new movie series.
No. And Mia Jovovich can be the older person.
She's gonna be
the villain.
Monster Hunter movie.
Yes.
The Monster Hunter movie.
Yes.
Right.
No. Right. I'm good. No, I'm good.
I don't know. It'd be kind of awesome to see dinosaurs fighting.
Yeah,
all the different.
Bitch, I'm good with that.
I mean, with all the different elder dragons that they could bring in.
Yeah.
But then they also showed obviously Spider-Man gameplay, which
Spider-Man looks amazing.
I hope that game plays as well as it looks.
Everything that I'm seeing is that it's great, and then we got Cyberpunk, which looks weird and awesome. And I'm okay with all of that.
I am so on board with it because it's the idea that the reason why I want. Because CD Projekt Red did Witcher, obviously. Yep. And now they're doing... now they're doing Cyberpunk. I kind of put it with Bethesda, where they always did... They did Elder Scrolls, and then they did Fallout. I never give a shit about Elder Scrolls. It never captured me. I've tried playing Skyrim, trying Elder Scrolls, all that shit. And it doesn't...
Skyrim over Fallout.
And see, that's my...
Man down!
And then... it's okay. And then... But, I play Fallout, and I'm like, it's the same damn fucking game.
Kind of.
But I love that so much more. So that's the thing. Is like Witcher never really drug me in. I was like, it looks cool. It sounds really cool.
Every time I pick up Witcher, there's so much stuff to do that I turn it off.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't.
You can't
either. I have that thing where I have to go do, and there's just so much. I'm like, I just can't. I can't. You got too much. I can't.
It's probably the same thing with this. But I'm excited for that because it's the same damn thing, it's just in a different setting. A setting that I aspire more to than fantasy, I guess. I don't know.
A little bit.
Well, I'm saying for me, as in, I go for more for the technological stuff.
I really like fantasy, so...
I'm more on the fantasy part, because I like the Elder Scrolls more.
Yeah.
I enjoy the Fallout games, and I've been playing Fallout 4, and I'm really enjoying it. But I'm more drawn to the Elder Scrolls. I'm more drawn to the fantasy.
Yeah.
Skyrim was amazing.
Yeah.
Skyrim
I couldn't get into it.
Well, here.
Yeah. Sorry.
But Sony's conference was fucking weird.
It wasn't bad. It was just weirdly organized. I don't know. It's not the worst one they've done.
If you take that intermission out, it'd been fine.
It would have been a pretty powerful one.
And they've done what we've talked about where, for the most part, everything that they showed is coming out within the next calendar year.
Which is awesome.
The next three. And that's what we wanted. And now I'm like, but you didn't show me anything that I didn't know was coming out. So, like, I'm torn because you give me exactly what I wanted, but I'm like, but I don't have anything to look forward to.
I mean,
like, but I have all of these games from both Microsoft and Sony to look forward to.
I think it'll take a little while for us to get used to it, but I like this better. Like, honestly, yes. I'm more excited about this.
I would like there to be a rule that you can't show a game that isn't going to release before the next E3.
Because it's great hearing whispers, but, like, me seeing stuff. Like, again,
but, like,
me
we didn't
seeing...
get Red Dead?
No.
We didn't get Final Fantasy Remake?
We didn't get Borderlands?
Nope.
Where the fuck? By the way, I watched...
Borderlands is kind of scary at this point.
It makes me worried because it's... I didn't realize it's been 4 or 5 years... Has it been longer?
It's been longer than that.
It
came out in PS3. PS4 is entering its 5th year.
I was going to say, it's been 7 to 8, almost 8 years.
I was
years.
Just basing it off of Tales of the Borderlands, which came out
6 at this point.
15.
It's
scary and weird because I'm like, I love that game, and the game was so well. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's
or maybe they just can't make it. Like, they can't make it work.
I almost feel like they have top syndrome where, like, we have to top everything that we did in Borderlands 2, and it's like, just don't. Just make it really good.
Yeah.
You're never... I mean, Jesus, man down.
Hey, honey.
It's going to be very, very difficult to top Handsome Jack, so don't try.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really tough to top Tiny Tina.
Don't try.
Do your own game.
It came out in 2012.
Yeah, so we're 6 years.
September 18th.
It is not coming out in this calendar year, so it'll be 7 years if it comes out next year.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Because
especially
my thought
between
is...
with Borderlands being as popular as it was, that's a very long time.
It's getting to that point where we talk about movies where it's been almost a decade or something like that.
Yeah.
If it doesn't come out, then I'm like, I don't know. And I actually watched, I think it was, is it Bethesda that did Rage 2? I think it's doing Rage 2.
Yes.
So I watched it because I'm like, well, maybe Rage 2 is going to fill that gap. And then I watched it and I was like, no.
Because the animation style of Borderlands is
totally different.
Yeah.
And the humor style and the story style and the gameplay
and
style is totally different.
It's Diablo with comedy and it's cel-shaded.
Yeah.
And it's like there's so many things that make it
its own thing.
Yeah. But it's at a point where I'm like, if you don't announce at least like... a trailer or something at like Gamescom or Paris Games Week.
I didn't think about maybe it does do it at Gamescom.
Yeah, but like,
because my thought is they can't announce it. Like, Gamescom has gotten bigger about reveals. They did actually a decent amount of reveals both places. Like, a lot of people did good reveals. Like, the Ubisoft had the new Assassin's Creed come out, which doesn't look like Assassin's Creed at all.
Yeah, maybe we knew it was...
I knew it was going to be Greek and stuff like that, but it doesn't look like Assassin's Creed. It looks like you're saying, like, the Ubisoft thing. There's basically get in a world, collect shit. It's like whatever Ubisoft game is. I know because I've played Wildlands. I'm playing The Division. I've played Assassin's Creed.
The Division isn't quite like that. It does have collect stuff, but it's not a map full of stuff you have to collect. And that's one of the things I liked about Division is, like, there are things you can get, but...
It wasn't the focus.
None of that matters, almost.
Yeah.
Like, if you go get these things, you just get some XP and stuff. But it's not like you have to get these things to buy this super weapon.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do these things where every other, like, Assassin's Creed is like, you have to collect 150 fucking birds.
Or
Why?
Flags.
Because you get a fucking feather. What do I do with the feather? Well, if you have the feather, then you have 1/9 of the pieces that you need to get this ultimate armor. And you're like...
All right,
fuck it.
Tell me how to beat the Valkyries again. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
No Days Gone, really?
No, they did show Days Gone.
But not at the conference.
No, they showed it beforehand.
Yeah.
Which I'm wondering, it does seem weird with Days Gone about how, like, is that a conflict of interest because they're so close? It looks like it has a different kind of feel to it.
It comes out, I think, 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after Last of Us.
Does it really?
it comes out.
That's
in
really fucking planning.
No, well, Last of Us will get pushed.
Will, and I'm hoping.
Crackdown got pushed to 2019. Kingdom Hearts has a release date of 2019. The first, like February, the end of January and February is packed with games. There are like eight games coming out. So things
are gonna be pushed. I don't like. Otherwise, if so, that's really poor planning on Sony Ben.
Did you watch the Square conference?
I did.
It was
just
fucking
a video.
Bad.
It was just a video, and
it was really bad.
And it was.
Though.
I didn't get
but
to
it was,
actually watch the Square conference.
It's so bad. They didn't need to be there at all.
It was just them. Honestly, Squeenix, like the Enix part of Squeenix, is doing more than Square.
Yep.
Like, again, most of the stuff they showed was Square. Well, like, for Squeenix was, like, in the Enix
world.
Well,
no, it was Enix, because it was Dragon Quest.
Well, Enix,
that I'm actually excited
They
for.
Showed the patch trailer for Final Fantasy XIV.
Yeah, that was weird.
What?
They showed Tomb Raider, which got more Tomb Raider. It's weird, though, that that's not the same team that did the first two, though. And I'm a little worried about that. But it's more Tomb Raider. I'll play it. Just Cause, I'm worried because we love Just Cause 2.
Yes, Cause 3 is a buggy fucking mess.
And I haven't played it because of that.
Dude, I want to play Just Cause 3, and as soon as I blow something up, I'm like, nope, I don't want to play this anymore. Like, you have made me not want to play your game, not anything else out of your game. Like, I didn't need a story, all I need is to be able to blow shit up and walk away while stuff is blowing up.
Yep.
And
then,
can't do that.
And then do your
just like remember Mercenaries for PS2?
Yeah.
Fucking loved that game. And I wish it would come, but like, I want to be excited for Just Cause 4, but I can't because of what shit you gave me with Just Cause 3.
The biggest one you missed for Xbox. Battletoads is coming back.
That's right, Battletoads. So, I don't care.
I'll like,
play the fuck out of that. I'll get an Xbox Live for Battletoads.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah.
I was like,
When I saw someone like Battletoads, I'm like, yes.
I'm trying to forget. Like, yeah, Squeenix was really weird. Ubisoft, I actually liked their conference, but silly. And
we're releasing 8 copies of the same game with different names on it.
But it was perfectly what Ubisoft does.
Dude, Ubisoft is AC/DC. They just keep releasing the same shit. And you're like, look, none of it's ever actually great. But none of it's bad. It's all really good. And you're like, yeah, I guess so. And you're like, I know this song. And then a different AC/DC song comes on. You're like, didn't I just hear that one? Oh, no, it's a different... Okay. Yeah, okay.
So, with Ubisoft mentioned on that, I actually am kind of curious and more intrigued about Beyond Good and Evil 2, where I was actually completely no on it. Now I'm actually curious about it. But I love that world. Like, I love Beyond Good and Evil, but it was not a great... It was a great game for the time, but now I'm really curious about that because that looks like fun space pirate shit. But every space pirate thing that's come out has been bad. Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm just like,
Was it at the Square Enix that they showed about the crossover? I can't remember.
For the Monster Hunter and stuff, Monster Hunter Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Monster Hunter's come into Final Fantasy.
Yeah, because you didn't talk about Final Fantasy VII because why would they do that? It's never coming out. Someone did make a good point. You can't make a disappointing game if you never make it.
I made that point.
Did you?
Yeah, that's the picture that I shared cloud with the little thing.
That was you.
The dude is all like,
oh my god, I didn't know that was you. I literally was just swimming by my feet. I'm like, oh, that's really funny. Matt would like this. That makes me laugh now. I don't pay attention that well. Shut up, you're not surprised.
Jesus Christ.
So, just wait.
Let me tell you about this thing that you shared that you would like. You wonder?
You knew it was going to happen eventually. Dementia sit in. Has
dude,
said
this
in.
Is real. Like the.
You okay there?
Oh my god.
You know, this is the patient zero part. This is when, like, everything changes.
This is...
I'm sorry. Welcome to the new world.
They really didn't... It's just...
They talked about...
I feel like...
The Fallout 76, which, honestly, I'm curious.
It's an online RPG, though, and you
It's an online RPG, but it's the idea that they're doing limited, like, 12 people to a giant map. I'm really curious how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
But then you build... People nuke your towns, and you're like...
I'm curious, as in... I don't want to sign up day one.
I'm curious until you want me to pay a monthly fee, and then I'm no longer curious.
Yep. Now I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
Wait till you go free.
Yeah.
So how would you feel? How would you rate the E3 in general?
6.
I mean, we didn't talk about Nintendo because none of us really saw
Nintendo.
I didn't
watch the Direct.
It was Mario Party, Smash Brothers, and
Fortnite
on...
Which you can't play with your Sony
account. Which is really stupid.
Locked, but, like... I mean, you and I have talked to them. Nintendo just doesn't speak to my soul anymore.
Yeah.
The only thing that was really for me from the Nintendo
Pokemon,
was...
Pokemon.
Well, no, it was right? Mega Man 11.
Actually, it was Fallout Shelter, because I actually went and downloaded it that night, and we've been playing it.
But that's been out.
But it's on our Switch, so it's playing it new again. It's the same thing.
The only thing that was like is the Mega Man. I mean, yeah, there's the new... There's going to be the Super Mario Party. There's going to be the new Smash.
Which Mario Parties, at least I used to play on GameCube, were fucking amazing.
This one, I mean, I actually got to watch the gameplay and the trailer for it. This one actually looks fun. I mean, I'd be fun to get a group to play and everything like that.
Right.
You can, and how you can set it up with the screen like that, you can change the battle arena where if you like, they have one where they're connecting the different screens and rearranging for a tank battle.
I haven't played a Mario Party game for about, I think, since GameCube. It was the last one I played. I had a great time with that.
Yeah. But you had to have people together.
Yep.
It's hard to get people together. And you could play online, but it's just...
It's not the same. It's a party game. And
it's like playing Rock Band online, where you're like, all right, Rock Band's way better with four people in a room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised they didn't talk about their internet service coming up in September. So I'm guessing there's going to be another Nintendo Direct around that time.
There will be.
But yeah, it was an okay one.
It's six.
Xbox did a really good. I thought they did a really good job.
I mean, E3's dying. You don't need E3 because Microsoft is doing a PlayStation Experience.
I saw that. The FanFest. It was happening the same time, wasn't it?
Yeah, but like you can do your own thing, have a weekend for just you, where the people that are there are your fans.
Yeah.
So. You know what you're getting.
Yeah, they could split up they don't need E3 more. They're like, just like, yeah, have a Sony Experience weekend, a Microsoft, and
you can have your Nintendo Directs, and you can have your stuff where you just talk to people over your PSN or Xbox Live or whatever.
A good portion of them did their own things. Like, Ubisoft has their own thing outside. Yeah. Like, there's EA Play, which, I mean, EA didn't really show anything really good.
Do they ever?
Not really. It's EA. Same stuff over and again. They showed Anthem, which I'm like, eh.
Yeah,
it's more like Anthem.
I want to be excited for Anthem, and I'm not.
Cause it just.
But I hear it's Monster Hunter with Iron Man, and I'm like,
and Destiny. It definitely looks pretty,
dude. They're like, please remember, Destiny's a game, please. And everybody's like, fuck off, Destiny.
They're apparently playing it again on like PC.
It was part of
the
humble
$12.
Bundle.
That's why.
Gotta be the only ones, I guess. Nobody's playing Destiny.
I agree, though.
There's still a lot on PC.
Yeah, I agree, though, that it's one of those, you need it less and less as a centralized event. Yeah. You can have I like Sony doing their fan fest thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to show a love letter to your fans.
Yes.
I'm glad Xbox finally picked up on it.
Yes.
Nintendo's still ignoring us like the absentee mothers that they always
Nintendo
will.
Nintendo doesn't care about their fans.
No.
They don't need to, which is weird, but they do. Everybody's like, is this Nintendo's last system?
Nope.
And then they're like, have a Wii U, and everybody's like, you are fucking dead. And they're like, switch
it up again. And they're like, ooh, we love you again.
It's like, oh, okay. And then they're like, do you want cardboard? And you're like, no.
Well, that's all they gotta do is bring out a title for one of their big names, Mario or Zelda, and everyone's back.
It always makes you wonder, though, like, you brought out, like, because they're like, they brought out Mario, they brought out Zelda in the same damn year, now they brought out Pokemon, and they're bringing out Smash in the same damn year.
And?
What are they gonna fucking do next year?
Mega Man.
Pikmin.
Maybe, yeah, Pikmin and, yeah.
But is Pikmin big enough? Kirby?
I don't think so.
Kirby's not big enough.
Kirby came out this year, too.
Did?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going with that fact, like I said, with Mega Man. This is the last Mega Man game. Like, since they killed it, this is their last thing. So everyone's going to be drawn to it.
Well, you also have, the guy left.
The guy who did it.
I can't think of his name.
Well, he's the one who did Mighty No. 9.
Yeah.
And then also, what is it?
Infune. There we go.
Yeah, and then Bloodstained, the one who did Castlevania, he left and did Bloodstained, which I kind of want to play.
I mean, I'm with you on that as a six.
I don't need it anymore, and
I loved watching from home.
I needed it. Yeah, and it's one of the things where I've been to it.
Really?
And yeah, it was 12 years ago at this point. Like, Xbox.
Yeah.
Conker's Bad Fur Day was announced.
Wow.
So, yeah. And it's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, if they did open it to the public last year and this year, and so I think if they wanted to continue, it has to be a public show and not a trade show.
Yeah,
where you sell tickets and it becomes San Diego Comic Con of games.
That'd be smart. I'm surprised they haven't really leaned into it heavier.
I think they're going to, because you're going to get a lot of people like, why are we here? Like, cost effectiveness, why are we here? Games cost more and more. We can't charge people more and more because people won't pay. $60 is a lot to pay for a game.
But if you can make a thing where people pay into it, earn money off of it.
Dude, and you have booths where you can sell shit, like, I'd pay $200 for an E3 weekend.
It'd be fun. I think it'd be
fun. Go and cosplay, have panels, be able to go.
Oh my god, do panels where you can actually listen to some of the creators talk about the fucking games would actually be a lot of fun.
The Cuphead creators, but I don't care about Cuphead, but whatever. They had a panel, and one of their artists was drawing Cuphead during the panel. Was live drawing, like, scenes and stuff. And I'm like, that's fucking amazing! Make this San Diego, if you want it to succeed and continue to go, make a San Diego Comic Con for video games.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like you said, open it up for panels, open it up
have a merch section or an artist alley section and stuff.
Artist
like,
alley.
Oh my god.
Do it.
It would be really good. It'd be smart if they do it because it'll make it sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it'll make it sustainable ish.
Maybe.
You know, unless it, well, I mean, as long as I don't label it I'm so sorry. As long as I don't label it E3 Fusion, I'll be fine. Oh, it's alright.
Yeah.
It's alright. E3F.
I gave it like a 7, but I had a good time. But again, I watched my stuff a lot afterwards and then kind of just got to mainline it. And I had such a good time because I felt great. But the idea is that I was able to enjoy it more this year from home than I was previous years, I feel like. And that made it more to the point of your experience that it would be so much better if they just made it that. I don't think they need to have the show, but if they just do presentations, I'd be freaking happy.
Dude, I would totally turn in to, you know, the PlayStation experience.
On a PlayStation system too.
But to be where they announce their big things, and or turn E3 into a con.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I do want to go to their PlayStation.
I do too.
I want to go to the. I'd actually like to go to the Xbox One. I know that'd be more me, but
yeah, like
next year would be great.
Maybe if they had Fable.
I'm surprised they didn't even talk. Well,
no, they just announced that they were going to do it again. So you've got another next year. There might be a teaser. Yeah. There might be, but like, if they turn it into a con, I would love to go. If they keep it the way it is as a trade show, why? With video games being more of a digital service?
Yeah.
Why?
It's kind of almost thinking like just doing like BlizzCon, you know, where it's a con.
Yes.
BlizzCon is entirely a love letter to its fans.
Yes, and that's what, I mean, E3 could be BlizzCon on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just Blizzard. It's Microsoft. It's Nintendo. It's Sony. It's Bethesda. It's Ubisoft. It's, like, everybody's one location. And if you have, I mean, I guarantee you open it up to the public, you have a certain amount of tickets, whatever. If you have a booth with everybody's stuff, your shit is going to sell like hotcakes. I guarantee it.
Fans love buying shit about their games.
Oh, imagine. Then also with, like, the artist alley, all the artists that, like, you did the work, like, you were talking about, like, the guy did the Cuphead, just drawing that.
People talk about Borderlands 3, and they'd be like, it's never going to be made, don't worry.
You can have the animators of games and stuff, and it'd be like, storyboards of what we were doing, and you make prints of the storyboards. Something that you can only get there from that specific artist would be so amazing.
Or the different character art for characters, like, you know, these are different options that we were going with, this is the one that we went with, and have those up, and some of those, like, I've seen before, like, original, like, artwork for Dante from Devil May Cry is a little bit different.
Devil May Cry 5 is back. Thanks for saying that. I know about Devil May Cry.
He's still crying.
Capcom has no idea what to do with Devil May Cry at all.
I mean, it's been argued by us before with the video games. I was going to say, we've talked about that before. They're like, Resident Evil 7 was good?
What?
Monster Hunter? What? What?
Monsters.
They're like, well, what, should we put money into the... No, let's ruin some other shit that won't sell.
All right, so
that's girl and gonna. Cry was
annoying. Wow, we went over a lot of shit.
We did.
This is a fucking long ass show. Why?
I like how you're all. They're like, "Ooh, welcome to the long show."
Every show's a fucking long show. It's gonna be a short show. No, it's not. No. All right, so we are gonna get to our spoiler filled review of Incredibles. So if you don't want to hang around for that, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 269 of Sprague and Say Geek. You can find the podcast every Monday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and BatAndHammer.com. You can reach me. I'm at Tara Skippy.
He does it so much better than me. I'm at Ken Kalis.
I'm at ShadowG44.
He's like, I don't know where I'm at.
I was like, I'm somewhere here now.
Yeah, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Twitter,
every Monday morning.
Instagram, Facebook, Sprague and Say Geek on Facebook. Still, every time I change that, it doesn't change. So, like, fuck you, Facebook. I'm going to MySpace.
Yeah. Ooh, back in the day, we can be banned.
Surprising enough, there's actually still people on there.
There
and
is.
I was reading, like,
I heard people were going to back to MySpace from Facebook, and I was like, oh my god.
That would be amazing.
Did you see like, Big Ed, he's like, I have more friends. No, at the, what is it, beginning of our movie, they had a whole Facebook PSA thing saying, we're getting back to what made Facebook great again. Dude. And I'm like,
Fargo has the exact same commercial.
They're like,
the exact same commercial.
We fucked up really bad. We know it. Don't leave us.
Yeah, like,
I was like, you know, this doesn't work in other relationships. I don't know if it's going to work for you.
You know what would make it work, Facebook? Where I don't see shit 4 days later. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, why didn't I see this 4 days ago?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're algorithms.
Fuck. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 269 of Sprague and Say Geek. So, for Sprague and Say Geek, I'm Pat.
I'm Amber.
I'm Terry.
Hey! Yeah, it worked really well.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Later.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into the spoiler-filled review of Incredibles 2. This takes place directly after the end of Incredibles 1, which is also 13 years later. 14 at this point.
It's really amazing how they kept the characters the same age, though. I just don't know how they did this.
Dude,
really good.
That
cream.
Is some plastic surgery.
That's exactly.
To all get out, and especially like the kids hitting puberty and the baby.
Yeah.
Like, whew.
I don't know how they did it. I think they replaced the baby.
But at the end of Incredibles 1, you get the Driller, the Miner, or whatever.
The Underminer.
The Underminer who pops out and is like, bah! And they go attack him, and credits roll.
Yep.
This starts as soon as he pops out of from under the ground.
Which I didn't expect, I guess.
I thought maybe it'd be like a year later, but no, it's, I mean, whoop, one scene. And they cause a massive ruckus trying to capture the Underminer. They don't capture him. They don't prevent the crime. They don't get back the items that were stolen in said crime. And the government agency, they're not the FBI, but they are the FBI, are like, dude, we don't need supers around. And then basically they shut the program down.
The relocation program kind of thing.
And they're like, you got 2 weeks and then you're literally on your own. Some rich tycoon is like, I really love supers and I want you guys to, they're basically on the Mutant Registration Act.
Yes.
And he's like, I want mutants to be permitted and A-OK again.
Yeah.
So he comes up with a plan to basically get a superhero to be super again. And they decide that the face of this operation would be Elastigirl and not Mr. Incredible.
Because she does the least amount of damage.
Yeah. And
which makes sense.
It does make sense. And she meets up with the Screenslaver. And, basically tries to fight the Screenslaver crime.
Yeah. So, I guess kind of first off is that it kept, like, the one thing with these kind of movies especially, like, there's always a weird thing about tone for a movie that's been over a decade.
Right.
It didn't feel, it felt a little off maybe in the beginning, just kind of getting back into the mode of things, but the look, it still looked crisp and clean, but it didn't look like a completely different movie.
No.
And the graphics and everything had changed so much, but it still looks good.
No, and it's almost 20 years later.
But it
like
looks
computer
good.
Technology advances ungodly fast.
But even still, though, it still looks good.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the thing, is like, they adopted a really good, by not trying to go ultra realistic with the original one,
right,
they adopted their own style to the point where that style still translates over to now, where,
yes,
they're still doing new shit and it still looks good, which I'm like, bro, fucking no. Way,
yes,
to go.
It looks good. Jack-Jack steals the movie.
Yeah, he does.
Jack-Jack, like, really steals it. Do you know that Edna is Brad Bird?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, because there's a whole, like, thing where they're talking about it. He's like, I get to do, the behind-the-scenes thing,
yeah,
when, it, like, Incredibles came out. And you got to see him doing the voice, and I'm like, what?
You're like,
fuck?
Okay. Yeah, no, Jack-Jack steals the movie. And if you're a parent, it's extremely relatable.
Yeah, because you have essentially two journeys going on. You have essentially,
mm-hmm,
Mr. Incredible doing, becoming a dad.
I mean, it's Mr. Mom with,
yeah,
superheroes.
Yeah, with a little bit of... Yeah, because didn't Mr. Mom have, like, the whole secret life? No.
No, Michael Keaton became the dad,
yeah,
and the mom went to work, and then, you know, the typical, like, dad can't take care of kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you get, is Mr. Mom with superheroes. Jack-Jack steals the movie.
I know that because at the end I heard everyone talking about Jack-Jack,
yeah,
which totally makes sense, because that's the way it was for me. I was like, fuck,
they,
yes.
They gave 4 out of the 5 family members their own story. Dash really got left behind.
He couldn't keep up, is what you're saying?
Jesus.
I was like, you walked into that one. Ran into that one, huh? But no, it is true. Like, he's more of the quippy side character in the background. Like, all the time. That's all he does. His quips and side... Well, side tangents kind of stuff. I think the most he has with the math, wasn't it?
He did. It's all he has. Like, he's... He's,
forgotten?
He's a little bit more than a cameo. He's like a... He's the optional... He's Yuffie.
Oh, my God.
Where he has his own story, but you can complete the entire game without ever running into Yuffie.
Yep. Okay, that works. I like it. That was a good reference.
Yeah, and so... Like,
he's an optional character.
He is a very optional character. And Violet, while she... isn't, like, her story isn't, like, it's Mr. and Mr. Incredible and then Jack-Jack are, like, the
yeah,
stories. Violet has enough to where you're like, aw.
Well, because you have her dealing with the whole thing about, one, adolescence, two.
Adolescence, being a girl and being asked out by a boy,
and
being
then the
found
boy
out that she's super, and...
Boy forgetting about her.
Dude.
I was painful, but it felt real. Like, I love the whole thing with her shooting the water out of her nose. I was like, oh, God, that's such a real moment. Like, really awkward. I liked what they did with some of the supers for the idea of just the powers. Like, I liked seeing Miss, like, Elastigirl on the bike was kind of fucking weird, but cool.
Yeah, especially when she's, like, pulling the ass end of it
Which,
up with her legs and such.
It made sense, though, because she's essentially giving herself a little boost kind,
yeah,
of thing. And I was like, I like,
yeah,
the weird shit of, like, that thing.
Yeah.
It was fun seeing her, plus she was... Of the two, like, she's more interesting to see. Like, he's strong, but she's,
yes,
like, a fucking ninja.
Well, and she thinks.
Yeah.
Where he just charges.
Yeah. Frozone actually had a little more stuff.
Frozone's actually in this movie.
Yeah. He actually did shit, and I'm like, yes!
Yeah, Frozone's in this.
You got a bunch of new supers and stuff like that. The obvious person, like, you have the bad guy obviously being... Like, I called it as, like, well, maybe it was the two. Then,
yeah,
I was like, no, it's the girl. It's got to be the girl.
I knew it was one of the two.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, they're not going to have a male villain twice in a row that loves supers.
Oh, that does make sense. I didn't think about that.
So I was like, yeah, it has to be the girl. And then it was the girl. Sarah was like, oh, I'm not surprised. I'm like, yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah.
I
did kind of like the creepy look with the goggles and stuff like that. That was kind of neat.
Yeah. The look was fine. The
villain motivation or what? You seem like hesitant on something.
The villain motivation was kind of weak. Of like,
it felt kind of rushed.
Well, it was. I mean, I guess her motivation was she wanted no supers, so she wanted them to permanently be banned.
She wanted to Wanda Maximoff it.
But I'm like,
no more mutants.
I mean, I guess I just.
Yeah.
But you have to also remember that while these are movies, they're kid movies still.
They're very
high adult kid movies.
Yeah, because I'm like, there was that whole point where it's the mom, like Elastigirl, talking to what's her name, the villain, the person screen slaver, everything like that, and they're just talking for a while, and they're talking essentially about, like, you know, how to make it as a woman in, like, that kind of world. And I was like, it's not a bad conversation, but as like, it felt out of place in a kid's movie almost. Like, there's nothing going on where a kid would just be like, bathroom break time, because that would be the perfect time to say, okay, let's go take Johnny out to use the restroom.
No, it's, but Pixar does that where they make kid movies, but they make them for adults.
Yeah.
But they make them for kids too, because Jack and the raccoon, oh my, completely for kids.
Oh, but I fucking love
it. But everybody in the theater loved it, and they're like, sure, adults are gonna love this, but this is to keep the kids entertained while the adults are, yeah, you know. That's what it's there for. And they do it in every single movie, and it fucking works every fucking time. Mm-hmm. There's always something like that. Anything else you want to add?
I did kind of like, out of all of them, like, because they had all, like, a bunch, kind of like a super team-esque that was kind of, like, you know, I guess kind of teased a little bit, but really I just like the chick with the void thing, because I really wanted to see
her. Dude, the void was awesome.
I wanted to see her pair up with more. Like, her with Elastigirl was really fun, because it's thinking with portals, but I wanted to see her play with Dash, or with, like, again, yeah. I just want to see her pair up with the kids and have her be, like, the babysitter thing. That'd be a great fucking side story.
I would not be surprised to see the side heroes on Disney
TV
Channel.
Show. Mm-hmm. It would make sense. Mm-hmm. Because, fuck, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to make
a
3?
Do you think Disney wouldn't do that?
No, of course they wouldn't. I did notice, John Lasseter left too, uh-huh, recently, like just after this. So I'm like, I wonder how more they'll, if they'll go more sequelitis kind of stuff. Like, I feel like they're going to do a 3 100%. I don't want a 3. Like, I'm happy with 2. But I don't know if I really want a 3rd movie.
I'm trying to think of the last original Pixar movie.
Brave?
Is it Brave? Because that's almost...
Well, Good Dinosaur was it, too.
That's almost a decade ago, if it's Brave.
Maybe there was other ones. I don't know. I can't think of it.
Right, like, I feel there's something I'm forgetting.
Because there's Finding Dory.
Yep.
Cars. Yeah, Planes, but that wasn't them.
No.
That was the animation studio one.
Incredibles.
Fuck.
Toy Story.
WALL-E.
But WALL-E was like a decade ago, too. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I feel like we are missing something.
I know we're missing something, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. And that's sad, I guess.
But yeah. I don't know if there's a lot to spoil for the movie. Just thinking out of any other stuff we can talk about for it, but...
No, what... No. No, I think that's about it, really. What did you think of the short?
Fuck, dude. It made me... It fucked with my head at first. I liked it, actually. I really did. It was a little weird getting into it, but the whole short... Again, that's all spoil. I don't think we'll talk about it otherwise, just seeing it, but... I liked it. I thought it was cute. It was weird at first because I just didn't know what the fuck was going on. Then as soon as I got the allegory of the whole, like, essentially like an estranged son and mother relationship, I was like, fuck. But there was that point when she ate her son that I was like, oh no. And Jackie and I were talking about it afterwards. I would have almost preferred her, like, pulling the arm and it ripping and the stuffing falling out and her just, like, crying, because I feel like that would have been less weird. Like, like, literally, there's a moment where she ate him, like, what the fuck? And then the whole thing with the son showing up, and that essentially was just, it was a metaphor for her relationship with her son.
Right.
It was hard. I cried.
I didn't. It, like, Lava. Lava got me really good.
That first fucking time, dude.
Dude. And, like, chills. The more I think about this one, the deeper it hits, because it's like...
Mother relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a really deep story that they can tell with no words and in 5 minutes.
It's some...
There's more story there than all of DCEU.
Yeah. I would love... Like, my thought is this. It's sometimes some of my favorite things is going to see the mini-movies beforehand, because I have no expectation. I have no fucking idea what they're going to show me.
And typically, they don't...
They don't tease them.
They don't... No. You just go in, and you're like, here's what you get. And you're like, oh, okay.
Like, I remember the movies. I remember seeing them, and I'm just like... It's one of my... It's it's one of my favorite things about seeing a Pixar movie. And I worried that when this started, I was like, oh, we're not going to get one. There was a brief moment, like, I thought we weren't for some reason.
Because
like,
it started. Intro?
Yeah, like, I don't know what it was. It's just it didn't do something. And for some reason, I was like, okay, well, we're not getting one. But that kind of sucks. I was looking forward to it. And then it started. I was like, okay, great.
No, I don't. It's like a post-credit scene in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's like, going to
I don't
there.
Think they have a choice. But I also think these are the animators that aren't
their
animators yet. They're they're like, here, work on something and show us what you've got. And they typically knock those out of the park.
I'm trying to think of one that ever missed, really, and I can't
that's,
think of one.
That's just it. Like, Jerry's Game was amazing.
Oh, dude.
Right? Lava was great.
I even like the one with the little bird.
That was to say the bird and the sea and the
they also did the bird with the dodo one.
The bird and the dodo was
Maybe the weirdest one was probably the jackalope one. It was interesting. Jackalope. There was a jackalope one where it's the bunny with the horns and stuff.
I don't remember that one at all.
Yeah, that one was weird. Oh. And I think it was in front of Cars. I can't remember which one it was. But yeah, like they do some like it's really cool and I love it because it's. Again, I had no fucking clue what it was.
No,
but at the end, I was like, damn. And Jackie's like, you got it, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, I got it.
Well, yeah.
But there was a second for a while that I was, she ate her fucking son.
Right.
And I was like, oh, Christ, what did I just see? Then that whole thing happened, and I was like, oh, shit.
All right, so I really like this. This is my favorite movie so far of the year. It's replaced Quiet Place. But I mean, Quiet Place is still fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But this is so far my favorite movie of the year. So I'd definitely say go see it. What about you?
I really had a good fucking time. I don't know. I'd have to look back again. I think obviously we'll do a recap at the end of the summer. It is a top contender and it is probably one of the bigger surprises of the summer because I went in there expecting so little because I couldn't imagine this being good. And even the beginning talks about it where they're like, we know it's been a long time.
Right.
It's worth the wait. And I'm like, and I joked with Jack and he's like, and it's not going to be, please let it be. I really had a good time. It's on par, if not a little bit better than the first one, because it does fun stuff with it where I thought maybe they kind of exhausted themselves.
It made itself weird because I don't know if it's better than the first one because I haven't seen the first one in a very long time.
How about this? It remains relevant.
It's been
relevant.
Over a decade since I've seen the first one.
It remains relevant in a time where
but I think,
all the other shit has gone on.
I think they should take the writers of this. They really should have them write a Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, yes.
You're going to have to take some of the kiddiness out of it and make it a little bit more adult, but, like, they get
the
team
family
up.
Structure.
They get the, like, so they get all of that. Yeah. Just little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 269 of Sprague and Say Geek. So,
69.
Sprague and Say Geek, I'm back.
Matt Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. And welcome to the party. A new enters a new challenger.
Right.
We just finished the spoiler part, so
we
can start.
We literally just finished it. Yeah.
Oh.